welcome to the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far. It's Friday, November 1st, 2019, and all of us survived Halloween. We're going to get started like we do every week on YouTube. YouTube is testing a brand new homepage layout that, instead of carousels, shows suggested video thumbnails in one column from top to bottom. This is a test. You may not see it, but logged out users and logged in users are both seeing the version of this homepage. Who knows if it's going to be what they stick with or not. Over on Google. Late last week, Google applied their BERT NLP neural net to search results. BERT is only hitting about one in every 10 search results and is very hardware intensive. So there's a really good chance that BERT is only being applied to the search results Google considers to be the most important to users overall, which means if you're not working in medical or government or any queries like that, you're probably not experiencing any fluctuation with the BERT NLP being applied to the search results in your industry segment. As Google improves, there is a chance that BERT will impact you though, so you may want to start reading about it now, but please be very careful. There are a lot of people claiming they are experts on BERT or natural language processing or neural nets that are not actually experts in those fields. For example, I'm not one, not as of yet. I'm just now diving in and learning about it myself. So make sure that if you're talking to an SEO and they tell you they're a BERT expert or an NLP expert or a neural net expert, that you see some sort of credibility from them backing up those claims. Google will cease to index Flash or SWF files in the search engine later this year. Adobe Flash has been under attack since the launch of the iPhone 12 years ago in 2007, when Apple refused to allow Flash on their devices. Now that we have HTML5, which does a lot of the things that Flash used to do for us that were really cool and that users really liked, we really don't need Flash. So if you're still running a Flash website or you have Flash elements on your website, you might want to start transitioning those over into HTML5 or some other rich format. Google Ads added cart data tracking to shopping campaigns. Google launched a new WordPress plugin called SiteKit, which will allow users to see their Google Search Console, Google Analytics, Page Speed Insights, and Google Ads data all in one place inside of their WordPress dashboard. Now over to Facebook. Facebook is censoring usage of the eggplant, the peach, and the dripping sweat emoji. They say the censorship will only be applied when the emojis are used in sexually explicit context. Facebook followed this up by saying their platform is not for sexual solicitation, even if it's between consenting adults. This censorship will also be coming to Facebook's Instagram platform. So just be aware of this censorship when you're trying to pick the right emoji to use for the next post you make, or if you're going to make something that you want to turn into an ad. Facebook may not allow that ad to run if their algorithm determines that your usage of the eggplant emoji is sexually explicit. Facebook Ads has released a new type of responsive ad unit and their first responsive ad unit called multiple text optimization. With this, you can add different headlines, different text, and different images to a static ad campaign, and it'll optimize the combination that works best for sales or traffic or whatever your objective is. Over on the Snappity Chatty, Snapchat has added freeform drawing into the app using your fingers. Users can now use their fingers to draw on their photos or their videos in three dimensions and then send that to their story or to their friends. If this sounds pretty familiar, you might remember playing the draw something game with your friends a long, long time ago when smartphones first became a thing. It's very similar to that, and it's just kind of another step forward for Snapchat. It's another unique thing that they get to do that Facebook and Instagram and other platforms are not doing. One of Snapchat's pitch decks has leaked out to the media thanks to a UK-based media agency. This pitch deck shows how Snapchat is trying to not be classified by media agencies as just another social media platform. They're really trying to get people who buy TV ads and cinema ads to really think about Snapchat as an advertising platform on the same level is that type of advertising, not at the level of like Twitter ads. Over on Twitter, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey announced that the platform will stop allowing all political advertising next month. A lot of people, including a lot of my friends and a lot of my colleagues, think that this is a really good move. I happen to deeply disagree because I believe that Twitter could do a better job of managing and moderating political ads than we will ever do as human beings, and let's face it, lots and lots of bots voting and retweeting and liking politically charged tweets. I think that it would be better suited to have a company manage those messages at an advertising level where we could hold them responsible. Instead, Twitter has kind of kicked that responsibility back to us to keep from retweeting and liking really politically charged, salacious, or just outright fake information about politics inside of our respective countries. Be aware that that's probably going to make this political climate even worse as we go into next year. If you're a political marketer, you're probably not going to use paid Twitter tools anymore. You're now probably going to have to try to find ways to get your messages to spread through different communities. And some of you are probably going to end up using lots of bots to accomplish that. Twitter made a shift in how many ads certain users see on the Twitter platform. Apparently, if you were a Twitter user with a really large following, not me, but somebody else, maybe like Peter Shankman. Hi, Peter, if you're watching. Or somebody way up there with millions of followers, you actually saw fewer Twitter ads than a normal Twitter user would. This past week, that has all changed. People with large followings now see the exact same number of ads on Twitter as a normal Twitter user would. So if you have a large following and you're seeing lots of ads on Twitter and you think something weird is going on, that's what's happening. You are now seeing more ads because Twitter wants to make money from you. Probably because they are no longer allowing politicians to buy ads. They got to make up the revenue somewhere. Bonus round! A study commissioned by the search engine DuckDuckGo found that when users were given a choice of search engine, that they would select an alternative search engine a certain percentage of the time. They found that this could lift the user base of alternative search engines to Google by anywhere between 300% and 800%. That's a big increase. Currently, Google is the default search engine on their Android operating system, which is installed on Android phones around the world. This has made Google the dominant mobile search engine through very little effort of their own. The study found that DuckDuckGo was the number two most selected search engine when users were given an option, and that Google was selected the most frequently. This should go to show that if users had options, we may have other search engines that users are using on a frequent basis. It brings back a lot of memories to back when Microsoft was trying to bundle Internet Explorer in with their Windows operating system in the late 90s. And they got challenged by incumbent browsers like Netscape, who said that that was anti-competitive. Well, Google actually agreed with Netscape back then and said that that bundling was very anti-competitive and that that made Microsoft evil. The tables have now turned some 20 years later, and Google is the company doing the evil thing by bundling their search engine in with their Android operating system and forcing it to be the default without any options. Now, in the Microsoft case, the European Union decreed that Windows would be required to allow people to select between certain browsers and install those browsers while setting up the Windows operating system. DuckDuckGo argues that Google should be doing the same thing for search engines. When you set up your Android device, you should be asked which search engine you want to select as your default search engine. And if you didn't know, you can actually go into your Android default browser right now and change the default search experience from Google to any search engine you choose, including DuckDuckGo or Bing. Shopify revenue has increased 45% in this past quarter. This shows really strong demand for independently ran e-commerce on the internet. Thanks for tuning in to the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far podcast edition. I really appreciate every single one of you who has subscribed or downloaded and listened to one of our podcasts so far. I hope you had a great Halloween last night, and I hope you have a good and safe Halloween this weekend. Until next time.